Well, hello there, and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. When leaders listen, does it improve workplace communication? The short answer is, well, it depends. But it gets better. Yes, when leaders listen, it can improve workplace communication. And here are three quick and easy ideas to improve communication skills in the workplace and among your leaders. First, evaluate your listening level. Not long ago, I wrote a post on the four levels of listening and what they each mean. If you review that post listed in the copy of this blog post and even share it with colleagues on social media as your own personal survey device, I think you'll find that many float between non-listening and evaluative listening, levels 1 through 3. Non-listening, of course, is when someone is giving you the requisite facial expression, but no real attention. Evaluative listening is when the other party is really looking for their chance to interject their own opinion or wisdom. Neither will improve the communication skills in the workplace for you or your leaders. Transcend the average leadership listening efforts and become an active participant in the conversation. Really listen to what they're saying and not saying, and use more than just your ears to craft a thoughtful response. Secondly, actually get interested. One of the most rapid ways for improving communication skills in the workplace, or any relationship really, is to act, get, and be interested in the message from the other person. One common example that points out just how little interest we usually show is the greeting, "How are you?" This question, in air quotes, is really used more as a greeting than an actual inquiry, and when it's said, most aren't interested, much less listening, to the actual answer. Try it. Ask everyone this morning how they are, and watch how few people actually provide a substantive answer beyond, "Fine, how are you?" In fact, most don't even stop to hear that much. And instead, they keep walking away, showing no interest in the actual answer. Those leaders who are the most engaging, most well-respected, and evaluated as exceptional communicators who really seem to care about those they lead, stop, show interest, and really listen. And finally, differentiate the skill from the gift. Hearing is a gift that many are born equipped to do. Listening, on the other hand, is a skill. If you can hear, you have the ability to listen. And many would argue that if you can't hear, you actually listen better. And if you can listen, then certainly you can hear most of the time. But you must admit, they are different. Just because one can physically hear doesn't mean they're a good listener, and it certainly doesn't mean they practice the fourth level of listening, known as active listening, in which all the senses are engaged. Part of the challenge is that in our current day and age, we are barraged with information and messages that we learn quickly to tune out. We no longer hear the many messages day in and day out, and that practice will quickly become a habit. Are your leaders really listening and using that as one of their most effective tools for improving communication skills in the workplace? Or are they merely hearing the constant droning buzz of employee chatter and tuning it out as much as we often do car alarms or police sirens? If your goal is improving communication skills in the workplace and among your leaders and team members, what efforts are you taking to make that happen? One option to consider is a communication skills training class. Need more information on that? Well, go to the physical blog post versus just your iTunes account and/or the audio you might be listening to, and review the write-up attached there for the Contagious Communication Training Class. The brochure is attached right to the post. Review that brochure and determine if it meets your needs. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.